listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Uncle Skeeter here, and welcome to a Cheese Please Christmas. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hey, how you doing? It's another edition of Cheese Please. It's our Christmas edition. Here, my I'm doing this thing, you know.
We are ringing our bells because it's bell ringing time.
I think it was Kermit the Frog for me there. You know, when he did on the Muppet Show. Yay! I'm doing yay! Here in the bunker. We're back in the bunker. Daffodil's so thrilled she gets to actually bake.
And decorate.
I had some of your raisin bran muffins. Oh, no, there was no raisins in them. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I haven't found the raisins yet. And if I don't find them, I'm going to have to add them to that next delivery order.
Yeah, but it's the whole Christmas baking thing you get going. I like it. I like it. It's the time to eat with Christmas and all.
Yes, it is the season of excesses.
And as well, it's time for some Christmas cheese on the show. Coming up a little later on, we have Santa Face. Santa's in a helicopter. Tiny Tim. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Yeah, we dare to play it.
We play everything.
Yes, but we're starting off with an unknown artist. I don't know if they're masked or it just said unknown artist. Either way, doing Laughing of the Bells. Not Carol of the Bells. Laughing. Well, maybe not that evil. Of the Bells. But we're starting off with Wayne Newton and the Jingle Bell Hustle on
Cheese Please Christmas.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way, yeah, yeah. sing and jingle hustle time.
Jingle bells ringing, oh, yeah.
Jingle bells ringing, jingle
bells.
And that's probably good that it was an unknown artist. And Laughing of the Bells. I don't know. That's bordering on Halloween, Daffodil.
I was just wondering if they were going to laugh until they croaked.
I don't know.
And it was funny because I'm listening. Yes. And I want to laugh, not because it's funny, but because it's almost like a sympathy laugh.
Really? So how would you laugh then?
I don't know, but I'm just...
sort of join in.
Yes, sort of feel like you want to make it better.
Sort of like, oh yeah, it's funny. That sort of thing?
Exactly.
Okay. And before that, we had Wayne Newton. Is that his new name? It's Wayne Newton. And, hey, baby, I'm in Vegas, and jingle bell hustle, yeah. On the show this week, my name is Snarftoon.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to A Cheese Please Christmas.
And we're back here in the bunker, and we're celebrating another month of cheese, much like retail does for trying to sell things, you know.
We're not selling anything. We're just providing good times.
Yes, I know. But, you know, retail, they like to do that for a month of sales and da-da-da, fa-la-la, bye-bye-bye, you know, spend.
Exactly.
But all you have to do here is listen.
Which I don't mind doing either.
No. Right now, we have Tiny Tim coming up shortly with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in his own unique style that you may or may not be familiar with. If you're not familiar with it, you're about to be. But we're starting off with Melinda Kathleen Reese, and she takes Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas and sings the lyrics as Google Translate sings.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
It's Cheese Please.
Christmas, let your heart change colors. quickly. From now on, your problems will be visible. Yes. Yeah. Christmas is the best place for Christmas parties. Jolith works with men. My lord, 2 kilometers to the management to bid you welcome, and the cannon shot a soldier.
With Tiny Tim and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He just has a style. That's all I get to say.
He definitely has something.
Shame you didn't play his ukulele there. And before that, what happens when you trust Google Translate to take the lyrics of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas and turn it into gobbledygook? Melinda Kathleen Reese.
It was interesting.
I don't know. It sort of made sense that it went off the rails and then came back and then off the rails.
I'm still trying to figure out where the middle finger part came from.
I don't know. My name is Starfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird, and The Christmassy.
The Cheese Please Christmas for this year's show, number one of four. Yes, you get to hear all four of them if you continue to listen on a weekly basis for the next four shows.
That's more of a promise. I'm not sure if that's a threat or a promise, but
I don't know either. It all depends on how you look at it. And we just moved here into the bunker. It's just days since we actually got in, and it's a little on the moldy smelling side.
It's not that bad. It was worse last year.
Yeah, I suppose. But we get the
musty. It's musty because it's been locked up all summer.
I suppose. But we get the air purifier going like at wide open. So if you hear it in the background, that's what's going on. But yeah, we had a bit of water that came down. And it was apparently cleaned up before we got here, but we still have that smell.
Yeah, I don't think they were paying much attention to the smell, but it'll be fine in a day or two.
They were more concerned about cleaning it up, and they did do it well. So we just have to take care of the rest of it.
Exactly.
But let's get back to the music. We got Freddie Davies and Santa Face coming up shortly. But here's one for you: Wing and Santa in a Helicopter. Right here on
It's a Cheese Please Christmas.
Wing is a beautiful song about Santa Claus on a helicopter, not a traditional sleigh cart. Santa Claus on a helicopter. Santa Claus on a helicopter. Santa Claus, he visits us today, December 24. Wow, he's coming right now in an helicopter, not a traditional sleigh cart. He lands in the front yard of a nursery. Oh, the baby's crying for moms. He feeds them well if they are hungry. Then he returns to the helicopter and makes a big landing in the city. Dance! City dance! Dance! Helicopter dance! Dance! Santa Claus dance! Follow Santa, he's playing a flute. Follow Santa, get the secret route to the church to place the law. Oh, the children follow Santa down the road. Sons and daughters, but if you are silly, you can walk. Santa take you to a helicopter. Santa Claus!
Your traditional Christmas music fair. Enjoy the goofiness with the Cheese Please Christmas.
Santa Face is bringing me a budgie. It's a little bird no bigger than a spoon. I don't care if it's a new one, a little me or you one, as long as it can speak. I'll have a green one or a blue one. I won't care if it's a hairy or a striped one. I wouldn't even care if it was bald, 'cause it can use its little beak to give the moggies lots of cheek. 'Cause Santa Face is bringing me a budgie. Last week I wrote a special letter to old Father Christmas face. I signed me name and took it up the flue. Well, I asked him for a brother, and though it frightened mother, I said I'd like a baby sister too. But most of all, I've asked him for a budgie, with lots of tiny toys inside his cage. And I'll never scream or shout when they make me clean it out, if old Santa Face is bringing me a budgie. Ah! Hey, come here, Paraface. I am just about sick, sick, sick of all these duff budgies. Yesterday I asked you for a blue budgerigar. I said it must be blue all over. Little blue wings, little blue leggies. You went and sold me a green one. You going to sell me a green one for, Paraface?
Well, you see, sir, we haven't got any blue ones in. I didn't think you'd mind. I mean, what's the difference?
What's the difference? I've got a green cage and I can't tell whether he's in or out. Santa Face is bringing me a budgie, a little bird no bigger than a spoon. I don't care if it's a new one, a little me or you one, as long as it can speak, I'll have a green one or a blue one. I won't care if it's a hairy or a striped one. I wouldn't even care if it was bald, 'cause it can use its little beak to give the muggies lots of cheek, 'cause Santa Face is bringing me a budgie.
Please, with Freddie Davies and Santa Face.
I think it should be the whole thing.
Is bringing him a budgie, also known as a parakeet in some parts of the world.
Or a budgerigar.
Budgerigar, too. It's a small bird.
I love budgies.
We had one at one point, Daffodil, when I was younger.
We had a bunch.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Not just one. We had a whole cage full.
Yeah, I think it was up to like almost a dozen of them.
But no,
it was
not quite that many, but it felt like it sometimes.
It was a big cage, though.
Yes, it was
had
a very
plenty
big
of room.
Cage.
Yes, yes.
And you know what?
What?
When I was poking around the bunker?
Yes.
There are cages in the bunker.
Really?
So maybe Santa Face will bring me a budgie for Christmas.
That would be cool.
It would be kind of complicated in the van.
Yes.
I'd have to think about that. But
okay.
maybe we could convince Laverne to let us take it, because she likes birds. Well, and if she says no...
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But you got to tell them who Laverne is.
Oh, she's my cousin.
Oh, yes, that's right. I remember.
She used to work with you.
Yeah, many...
You guys kicked her to the curb.
No.
And replaced her with me.
No.
You know, that wasn't a bad thing.
No, don't bring that up on a happy Christmas show, Daffodil, please.
It is a happy Christmas show, because I'm here and you're here and we're in the bunker.
And Laverne isn't.
And Laverne isn't,
yes.
Exactly.
And before that, we had Wing in what seemed to be probably the most oddest... Christmas record we've played on the show, Santa in a Calicopter.
I don't know. That Google Translate was pretty bad, too.
Well, that's what we're for, because this is...
A Cheese Please Christmas.
Yes, 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 yes. And, well, you're settling into the kitchen.
Is there any... I'm making cookies.
Is there anything missing, though?
In the kitchen?
Yes. We've got to put an order in, you know, and...
Well, I need raisins.
Yes.
I need sprinkles.
Okay.
I need icing sugar.
Okay.
You always need more icing sugar. And I need more butter.
Okay.
I'm working on the order. You have to tell me the things, the snacks you want, because all you ever want is snacks.
Okay, fine. But we're going to end off the show this week with Jorgi Jorgensen and I Was Santa at the Schoolhouse, Santa Claus. But we're starting off the set with Carolier Singers and Orchestra and, oh yeah, look at this, Christmas Cookies and Holiday Hearts. Aww. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, and celebrate the holidays.
Christmas cookies and holiday hearts, that's the way the holiday starts. Christmas cookies and holiday hearts, goody, goody, yum, yum, yum.
Some are made like evergreen trees, eat 'em by twos and eat 'em by threes. Christmas cookies and holiday hearts, goody, goody, yum, yum, yum.
Mommy, Mommy, make a little more, all the children say.
Christmas cookies and holiday hearts, that's the way the holiday starts. Christmas cookies and holiday hearts. Goody, goody, yum, yum, yum.
Up a little cheese with your turkey dinner. I like Limburger the best. This is a Cheese Please Christmas.
The PTA, the PTA. I have a Santa Claus at the schoolhouse for the PTA. The parent teachers group, they call a meeting. My wife, she says, you have to go, my dear. It's the big important Christmas party meeting. When all the papas who ain't sick appear, I dozed off till the middle of the meeting. When the chairman shouted out so all could hear, Mrs. Jorgensen says that her jolly husband, he will gladly be our Santa Claus this year. The other papas looked relieved and happy. They knew I'd been betrayed by my sweet wife. And I was weak like that strong fellow Swanson when Delilah caught his hair off with a knife. The PTA, the PTA. I have a Santa Claus at the schoolhouse for the PTA. On the night of the party, I sneaked into the school. The committee, they all met me there. These giggling women are going to dress me and glue on my whiskers and hair. I got into them big red pants and black boots. The jacket was 7 feet wide. When I got into it, there was still plenty room for one good-sized reindeer to hide. Then I walked into the school gymnasium. The plan was that each little tyke would walk up and shake hands with old Santy and tell me what presents they liked. The first kid was little Dagmar Larson, who wanted a new kiddie car. She patted my face with her wet little hand, which was half full of warm chocolate bar. The next kid in line was the young Scarbo boy. I think that his first name is Milo. He's the honoriest brat in the whole darn school, and he's built just like a brick silo. Last year, he says, you promised to bring me a real sharp sword and a gun. And all that you brought was new shoes and a coat, you dirty old son of a gun. Then he yapped his finger right in my eye, and I let out a heck of a groan. And when he kicked my shin with his brass-toed shoe, I was sure that he'd broken the bone. Then old man Gethormson picked his granddaughter up, and when he put her down on my lap, his lighted cigar set my whiskers on fire. They started to crackle and snap. I jumped up and made a run for the door as fast as my sore leg would go, and put out the fire in a snowbank and cooled off my face in the snow. I didn't dare go back. So I hurried on home and closed my front door with a slam. And in my own home, my dog bit me twice before he figured out who I am. But the kids all had a nice Christmas. And in spite of what happened, I'll still say, I'd be Santa Claus again next Christmas for the good old PTA. The PTA, the PTA. I have a Santa Claus at the schoolhouse for the good old PTA.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.